All right. Welcome back in the zone, 11:06.
Are you calm now?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm highly caffeinated thanks to the Pigskin and our friends at Dunkin' Donuts. I appreciate you. Wally Hall is here, courtesy of our friends at Deltic Timber, who we have not given near enough love to. My only open I have for you says Wednesdays with Wally, and I felt too stupid to play that, which most people would agree. I'm not too stupid to do much of anything because I'm a total moron.
Could you talk Deltic Timber into giving us a tree?
Probably.
They should bring us a tree. Medium would be good. I'd like a medium tree.
Just a sapling?
A sapling would be fine. I would settle for that.
I'll get on that. Ray, are you listening?
Piner and Ash. Ash would be good for you. Deltic Timber Corporation is a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. I don't know if you knew. You know, they own and manage nearly 460,000 acres of Arkansas timberland.
Some of the best land and golf courses and woods and lakes. They have a lot of really cool stuff.
I bet they can spare you a tree.
I'd like one tree.
And their stock is incredible.
Chenal Valley has 30 neighborhoods, including, and they also have the Promenade of Chenal, which, by the way,
Your in-laws live in Chenal?
Yes, they do.
I thought they did.
More importantly,
Basil lives in Chenal.
He does. He lives close enough to walk over there. But
Basil's moving on up to the east side.
Yes.
What?
I mean, west side.
Not really. He's not moving. No. He's already moved. He always had trouble getting to work on time in the morning when he lived downtown, so he moved way out west. Makes perfect sense to me. David has to put, you know what I really am hoping for him in the new year is that he puts at least one more iron in the fire because he doesn't have nearly enough going on.
Well, it probably takes him a long time to get ready for work because he always looks so good.
He does.
He doesn't just throw anything on, you know.
He needs to follow Wally's lead in the casual Friday. So, yeah, David has a lot going on.
Look what I'm promoting today.
What's that?
The seventh best basketball league in America.
It's being generous.
It's a historical shirt.
We're all hoping that the A-10 dissolves so the SEC can be seventh. That would be nice.
Well, I'm assuming it's better than the Gulf South, which that's a pick 'em. Depends on all those young guys at Kentucky turn out.
We don't pay any attention to them anymore.
Yeah.
Usually by this time there is some basketball interest.
I'm not calling Robbie, but if he calls in, we'll talk a little basketball. I can't even get motivated about it. Can I say one thing before we move on to that? And I'm calm, but I have to say this.
Give it.
Look. Sometimes we can extend breaks, and sometimes when we get to the top of the hour, it's what we call the hard break. We can't stop the hard break. The hard break comes no matter what. It's like Christmas and taxes, okay? It's coming every year, no matter whether you like it or not. So if I have to cut off your call because you're going too long, because we're going to hit the break, and I promised other people I'm going to get them in before the top of the hour, you're not supposed to call right back and cuss out the producer. If you're going to call somebody, wait till the show's over, call me and cuss me out. That's my fault, not Matt's fault. And as the Pigskin said, look at this cherub-faced little boy in here. How could you possibly get mad at Matty T?
That's just wrong.
He's the sweetest man alive.
He is.
Admittedly, he is a sick, sick person.
But I have feelings.
You do one, but you're a sweet kid. There is no doubt in my mind that if I followed Matt home to Jacksonville and went inside his humble abode, that there would be bodies of people hanging all over the living room. There's no doubt in my mind.
Meat hooks.
But here at work, he's a sweetheart, and he's not to be talked down to nor cussed at.
And now he's going to need counsel.
By anyone but me.
So you're saying if President Obama called at, say, 11:59 and 45 seconds, you'd have to put him on hold because the top of the hour's coming up.
No, I'd pretty much stop the break for him.
Okay. Well, but anybody else?
All right. Anybody else, right. Yes. Yes.
I remember you holding some hard breaks one time.
I don't even know what that means, Wally.
I think I know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We did rearrange a heartbreak one time. Are we ever going to get to go back on that and play that again?
It almost has to be
done. The greatest moment in Arkansas radio history, bar none, no question. You can take all the bits that Craig O'Neill ever did, roll them into one. It cannot touch that 15 minutes between Wally and Houston.
That was great
stuff. It got national attention.
Yeah, it did. And I couldn't talk rainwater into playing the whole thing. So he was tired of it by then, I guess. I don't know. It was the greatest thing I've ever heard, though. Anyway, you know what we'll do? We do a thing called the, what do we call it? I got to look in the system. We haven't done one of these in a long time. We do like a breakdown segment where we take it piece by piece, like a telestrator, but it was like a radio strator. So we'd take it in piece by piece and we'd break it down between, you know, and a good debate happens. How you score points, how you lose points. That'd be a fun one to break down. It's a long segment, though.
You know, the thing that you say at the end of the day after all the smoke clears, he's gone, and my man here, the dude, abides.
Yes.
So think about that. Think about who's here and who's not.
This is my ninth head football coach.
That's what I'm saying. He knows where the bodies are buried.
And I bet you'll be around for number 10. and then you should call it quits.
You know what? I kind of hope not.
Well, maybe this one stays for 15 years or something. Yeah, right. So. It could happen. Right.
The briefest Jim's Razorback Pizza report in history begins now.
We're not able to do a whole lot of, different things on offense.
Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
All right. Well, Arkansas's off this week.
Whew. You hear cheering?
Everybody needed it.
Wally and I are on the same page, though. Neither one of us are ready to call this season quits.
Nope. There's several games left. Anything can happen.
And I don't. I'm not saying that just because I'm like Mr. Stupidly optimistic. I believe that because I don't think they're going to play anybody as good as Alabama. Certainly not as complete as Alabama. And as close as that A&M game sort of got on the scoreboard at the end, really you're only left to compare Alabama to itself. So how would you compare this Alabama team to past seasons? Because Arkansas didn't do much better against this team than they did against the last one.
Well, you know what? Last year they lost to them 52-0 at home. At least this time it was on the road.
I think people are going about attacking Alabama all wrong, and here's what I mean by that. Even before he got hurt, I always thought Sunseri was the weak link on that defense. He's reasonably athletic, but he can be beaten deep. When they mauled Michigan to start a couple of seasons ago, Michigan beat him on a couple of long touchdowns. Sunseri is vulnerable, and you saw what Mike Evans did to him from A&M. He just absolutely ravaged him. And then everybody, we're going to line up and run on Alabama. Newsflash, you're not running on these guys.
No.
You're just not.
By the
way, you might pass on them. You will not run on them.
When I saw Sunseri went down with an injury, you're the first person I thought of. I remember you sitting here going,
he's
well,
terrible.
They can at least take advantage of that safety.
I would say whoever comes in will probably be better than Sunseri. He just Saban likes him because he's an upperclassman. I don't think he's that good.
I just think Arkansas needs to do more fake punts.
When that's your best offensive option, it says a lot. But Wally and I are on the same page. We do agree Arkansas will play better.
Yeah.
And they will be competitive in a couple of games they're supposed to be competitive in. If they give up 50 next week, I'm going to be shocked.
Me too.
Okay.
I wouldn't be shocked if they beat Auburn.
I wouldn't be shocked by that either.
They've had a pretty good track record the last few years against Auburn,
yep.
If that means anything.
Not.
Of course, they did against South Carolina, too, and look how that turned out.
And there are tickets available. Real fans will be there.
Yes, and Nick Saban said you should stay till the very end of the Arkansas and Auburn game.
Yeah, I disagree with
fake
that.
Fans better grow up. You need to be there.
It's your ticket. If you don't mind leaving early so I can get out of there, not be in a traffic jam, it's okay.
Yes. I do agree with him on one thing. If you have tickets and you can't go, give them to a young person at your church or someone that might like to go.
Or maybe your preacher.
Maybe your preacher would like to go.
Since he doesn't take tips.
I'm just saying, he does not take tips.
At the end of the day, here's a tip.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Thank you. At the end of the day, this team is one win away from where we all thought they would be. Now, unfortunately, as we were arguing with Tommy Smith this morning, and Tommy makes a valid point, but I also would say, that win means everything, because if you're sitting at four, you're still holding out hope today, despite being outscored 102 or whatever it was, 104-7 the last 2 weeks. You're still holding out hope that you're going to potentially make a marginal bowl game, right? I mean, because we all agree Mississippi State's a winnable game. They had to work hard last night, and they were the home team with a short week to go.
They're not very good.
No.
They're not, and I think Ole Miss is beatable. They're good, but they're not unbeatable.
I'm not sure LSU is unbeatable. May sound stupid, but that is not an unbeatable team.
And can you see a Miles team, if they're out of it and they got a couple of losses, just coming in and going through the motions in that game? They've done it before.
Yeah, if they get punched in the neck by Alabama, which is certainly doable.
That'd be their third loss.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do a post-mortem on the season because there's still a little bit of time left, obviously. But everybody said before the start of the year, the Rutgers game is key. I think it has been. If you watch that game, and I watched all of it, through three quarters, they were pushing them all over the field. They almost had to have a perfect storm of idiotic errors to happen to lose that
game. Which they did.
They did.
That punt return for a touchdown.
They just gave the game away. They had that game.
Yeah.
Pigskin, unlike the guy that called earlier, I think there are actually some good points being made here today. In fact, my friend Michael, who is a devout Alabama fan, says Landon Collins is coming in for Sunseri, and he's much better.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm telling you. Saban's got him stockpiled over there.
I will also say, though, before we go to the phones again, I could see Arkansas losing every single one of the remaining games, too. So I think that's also a possibility.
But that's why they play them.
Right.
I mean, I know that's a cliche.
Look, Kentucky couldn't win one more game on this schedule. They could take this schedule, and they're not winning one of those games.
Right.
Despite the fact they played Mississippi State pretty well last night. They're not going to win a conference game this year, I assume. They may be vulnerable. But if they were playing Arkansas' schedule the rest of the way, they're not winning a game. They're not beating Ole Miss. They're not beating Auburn. They're not beating Mississippi State, although they made it interesting last night.
Mississippi State very well could be Arkansas' bowl game.
I think at Little Rock, with the fans getting into it, I think they pull a mild upset and beat Mississippi State.
And I'd like to see the fans in Central Arkansas rally and get out there and sell the thing out.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few tickets left. Go buy them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, I'll be over there raising Cane.
Fine.
Better believe it.
All right, before you jump on me, realist, I would also point out to you one more time, reiterate, I said they could lose all their games, too. What's up, man? What's up, man? Come on.
I ain't kind of talk about no razor wax, man. Talk about you getting soft, man.
What'd I do?
You ain't got to explain yourself to no hillbilly caller that's mad because you cut him off. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to stick up for Matt.
You're losing it, bro.
I feel bad for Matt. You don't want to look, I love being cussed at. I'm into it. But Matt is a sweet kid who just works hard. And doesn't deserve that kind of treatment. I'm all for it. I have extremely thick skin.
You explain yourself to him, though. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You're falling out.
You know what? I like that.
And
you're my new agent.
And I was trying to see if y'all had a tape of yesterday's show when you was talking to Sterling so I could use it to put my kids to sleep.
Oh!
Boringest conversation I ever heard on the radio.
What was Sterling talking about?
About baseball. It was so boring. Oh, my goodness. I almost passed out twice. Peace out, man.
Goodbye. Poor Sterling. There's another guy that doesn't deserve to be picked on. He's got a lot going on.
I like Sterling. He's going to be happy today.
He's got young twins at his house.
He's a long-suffering Michigan fan.
He's staying up late watching Cardinal games. The poor dude's got a lot going on. What's up, Gary?
Hey, was that Houston nut call? Was that Houston talking for 15 minutes, and then after he hung up, Wally said, I stand by my story?
No, he stood by his story during the conversation.
I said it during the conversation, sir.
He didn't
say
he didn't say much else.
After he hung up. Okay.
I was there.
That was the greatest bungle job ever by Tommy.
Awesome.
Tommy is a peacemaker. Tommy has been through enough strife in his life that he has become a peacemaker. And if he would have just stepped away and let him go at it, it would have been awesome radio. And it was still awesome radio. But my favorite part of the whole call at the end of the day was Tommy Smith going, Houston, I guess you didn't call here at Cupid's to order something for your wife. And Houston goes, no.
No.
Yeah. Awesome.
The two most memorable things I've heard on the radio in my 12 years in this state were that, hands down, the winner. And a distant second, that nut from Searcy calling in yelling at you about the dogs.
The veterinarian, yeah.
Which was the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The pigskin sat here and went Tommy Smith and tried to play peacemaker.
I'm like, Justin loves dogs. He has several dogs. He doesn't want to have dogs suffer. And this guy was not listening to logic.
No,
he's
I just
really
want that.
Angry.
I want my dog to bring joy to someone else's home.
He was tired of his dog. His dog had a bad week.
Did you bother to tell
him? Can we go back to Johnny Manziel?
I wish we could.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think it's, you know, whether he can play in the NFL or not, it's about arm strength. And the dude has arm strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no way he's not going to be a top 10 pick. And I guarantee you there will be at least three or four teams that will trade up to get him.
Let's see. We got to see how his health is.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hurt, I mean, he's got to stay healthy. But if he doesn't get hurt any more than he is already, he will be a top 10 pick. There's no doubt. There's
very
no
few NFL quarterbacks have a guy that can wear a Scooby-Doo suit like that. Think about what that's going to mean for galvanizing interest in the fan base. He's just got that it factor.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you cannot take your eyes off him. There's no question about that.
He makes people miss him. He's just incredible.
Red Grange, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I've only seen two teams ever get a shot on the guy, and one of them was Arkansas. And they bent him all over backwards all awkwardly, and I was like, uh-oh. And he just bumps our book up and says, all right, let's go again. This is so much fun.
You know, that Arkansas game, my son said when Arkansas sacked him on that play, he said that's the loudest he's ever heard Razorback Stadium. Yeah. He said it was deafening.
That's because he wasn't at the 99 Tennessee game. But that was a close second.
Was it pretty loud?
It
there?
Was pretty loud in there when they lit him up because it was like,
awesome.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Goliath just got hit with a rock in the head. I think he's going down. It's awesome.
The loudest I ever heard it, Anthony Lucas catch back of the end zone against Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying, the 99 play. Yeah. That was the
they
loudest.
They were crazy. Huh?
I'm telling you, there were two moments in that game. I'm sitting in the stands, and then one of my best friends from college came down. I went to the game. I was still working that day, but I was just hanging out as a fan during the game. And when they had the touchdown, the place went insane. And don't forget, too, at the beginning of the game, the David Barrett pick six was one of the great moments. At the end of the game, I'm on the field. Because don't forget, and this gets lost in all that, Arkansas had to make a defensive stop. There was a pass broken up in the end zone at the end of that game on a fourth down play.
There was a little less than 4 minutes left to play.
Yeah, and they had to break up a pass in the end zone because Tennessee was threatening. And you're like, man, are the gods going to smile on Arkansas today and let them win this one?
There was a sports writer from Chattanooga, covered Tennessee for years. We called him Agent Orange because he loved the Vols. And when they made that touchdown, he turns to me and said, they gave T. Martin too much time. And I said, that's why they call you Agent Orange.
There you go. Oh, all man. Right. Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, one thing I was wanting to ask was, how long has the current coach for the Tennessee been there right now?
First year.
This is his first year?
First year.
Okay. I mean, because that's the thing I was looking at. They kind of went through the same scenario we're going through with devastating coaching staff.
Now there's one big difference though. A lot of people were saying Tennessee had one of the top five offensive lines in the country. If you got an offensive line, you've got the makings of a football team, and they did. And Butch Jones can coach; he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, they hired a good coach.
And oh, by the way, that offensive line got recruited in part and trained up by Arkansas's current head coach.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that sounds good right there.
I mean, current offensive line coach, rather, excuse me.
And I have Mississippi State tickets. I'm glad to hear y'all talking that we probably have a really good chance against Big Home.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say right now they're going to win the game, and if they don't, Justin will buy you nachos at halftime.
Fine.
Awesome. Sounds awesome.
Good deal. I'll be in Conway, actually, that day, but have at it. David.
Hey, I just wanted to say the funniest thing I ever heard on your show.
Yeah.
It started on Tommy's show and went into yours with that guy sleeping.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that when he was snoring?
Robert from Higginswitch.
For half an hour.
Yeah.
That's the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah, that poor guy. He was on hold like 3 hours.
That was pretty great.
Oh, poor Robert. God bless him. He's so sweet. Robert falls asleep. Here it is. Oh, yeah. It was really good.
You got it in the computer.
Finish, Robert. Good
Robert,
job, buddy.
You now hold first, second, third, fourth, and sixth position on the all-time top 10 list of on hold.
I think he's asleep.
Snoring.
Good.
Is that Basil?
Yes, Basil. That was the greatest laugh ever. David, thank you for bringing that up. That was a great moment for sure.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
That's more entertaining than talking about our picks last week.
No
yes,
doubt.
Yes, it is.
By the way, we are going to do our blind picks of the week, unfortunately. The good news is we can't do any worse than last week.
The key word here is blind.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it is.
As I said to somebody this week, we could have literally taken the two teams, put their logos on a piece of paper, and let an actual blind pick wander towards one and gone that way and done better.
I don't. I don't think the total number of wins. I don't think we averaged one win per person.
No, we didn't.
I had a Bible verse come to mind. It's from Deuteronomy. It says, "If a man steps up and claims to be a prophet, if what he says does not come true, he is a false prophet. Do not listen to him."
You know what? Bill Vickery never got picks in.
There you go.
And he finished tied for last. He didn't send a single pick. He was zero. The pigskin was zero. And then there were a couple of ones in there and
that
a two.
Me. I was one of them.
There was one, two, three ones, and two zeros. So it was just below 1 point per.
I looked at my wife, and she asked me, how are you doing on the picks? And I said, well, we really need Clemson to come back from this four-touchdown hole, because if they don't, I'm taking an offer.
Yeah.
She looked at me like, man, you're stupider than you were when I married you.
Well, it was
you have a wonderful wife.
She's very nice.
Both of you did.
Thanks, Wally. I like her. We're going to keep her around.
I just don't think it's up to you.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't think, you know, the thing that gets me about Susan is I don't know how she puts up with your negativity as a sports fan, because you're the most passionately negative person when things are not going. I get upset for a moment, but I explode and it's over. This guy is down in the dumps. Like, I'm thinking, keep him off a bridge.
Wally was texting me during the Penn State game. I was about at my lowest ever, and Susan said the next day, she said, I don't know if I can take another year of this.
Here's how sick you
are. So I've got to walk away.
They win a game in the ALCS, and he's mad because they pulled the starter out too early. I'm like,
he had a no-hitter.
You won.
You don't pull a guy out with a no-hitter.
You won the game.
Leland,
you won the
game. I know, but
you can't complain unless
you
lose.
You don't pull a guy with a no-hitter.
You don't pull a guy with a thank you. You don't pull a guy with a no-hitter.
Oh.
Leland was drinking the bong water. That's the problem.
One of my favorite segments ever in the zone. I think this is the same one.
Hit the line.
That's not it. Matt, you got to find me the kid that called us when we were in Pine Bluff. Okay, we got to get that. We'll go to the end of the break on that. In the meantime, we go to RJ Hawk, who is out and about all over town today. RJ.
I am. I'm actually out here in Sherwood, North Little Rock, Sherwood, right there on the border, right beside Furniture Factory Outlet. It is Car Mart, America's Car Mart, where you can